to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. Now, I am your host, Lee Champion, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ragu.
Fuck you.
And joined by the enforcer of Randy M Radio, Double A the Rant.
He seems to got some shit to say every time you get a new... Every time we get somebody new in this network, he always got some shit to say about me. I don't appreciate that shit, sir. You don't hear me talking shit about you to everybody else now, do I?
The difference is that I own the network.
Man, you know what? You throwing your weight around here like, you know what, man? I don't appreciate
Can I tell you something, Rage? Have you ever thought that it's very possible that I could talk shit about Lee?
You never do!
You know why?
I've known you for two fucking...
You know why I don't talk shit about Lee?
Why?
He don't got any dirt to talk about.
Yeah, because y'all good and y'all...
You know why? Because, Rage, you put all your business, everything out there. And then you don't want anybody to comment about
flying fuck. I post with the shit I fucking...
You're right. You're right.
On Facebook. And if you damn well don't like it, hit that unfollow button.
Yeah. Weren't we just saying the same thing when you were just complaining about TNA a second ago?
Fuck you.
If you don't like it, just don't watch it. Take your own advice.
And I don't.
Oh my goodness, I tell you. You oversized chocolate chunk miglet. Let me tell you something. I ain't for this shit tonight. I want
to
have a nice show. I was getting through.
Fuck all that nice show shit. Y'all started
the
shit.
And you come on here complaining. Because you trifling. You's a trifling son of a fuck.
Fuck all this nice show shit. Y'all started with me. I don't appreciate this shit. Y'all motherfuckers is gonna learn.
You're constipated. We gonna call you Rage the Constipated because you're so full of shit. It's ridiculous. Rage the Constipated. That's what we gonna call you.
Yeah.
You constipated motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this motherfucker needs
it. Rage, I don't give a fuck.
He needs an enema.
No, I don't.
Get this man an enema.
Rage the Incomparable does not give a fuck.
Let me see how many people we got in the chat room. I like this. Look at this. This is nice. Look, 14 people we have in the chat room. We got 23 listeners. If we can get 20, if we can get 30 listeners before the show is over, I will play porn. I will play porn audio.
You know what? I got a bigger goal. I would think that if you can get 30 listeners before the end of the night, Rage can step away from behind that airplane.
Yeah, he can't. I talked to him.
Airplane, the damn AC's off.
You know, he got a lot of cooling off to do. So I don't know. I was going to play the... But you ain't going to get that because Rage, you wouldn't be able to hear it anyway because all you hear is Rage. It sounds like he's fucking... He's over there blowing. I remember back in the day when a cordless phone would go dead, you hear all that... That's what it sounds like over there. Rage, fix your shit.
Eat a dick, old nigga.
Because he's on speaker. Oh, by the way, speaking of me eating dicks, if you can get Jasmine on the show, I'll suck her dick. Let's see if you can get Jasmine on the show. Let's see if we can send Rage out on assignment to see if he can get Jasmine on the show. Y'all think he can do it?
Oh, man, if you want me to do that, I need to be paid top dollar since I haven't... paid yet on this fucking network.
All right, wait a minute. So, William, I see William in the chat. William, not porn music, sir. Porn audio.
Porn audio for what, break?
And I will get that done off of break. No, if we get 30. Once we hit 30, Double A said before the show's over, if once we hit 30, I will automatically have it ready, and you will hear, I will get the most talkative individuals you can find. You'll get it. It won't be your buddy from Jersey, but it'll be some porn audio.
Buddy from Jersey.
Oh my god, I see Rex in the chat. He said, fuck you. I don't know what the fuck you is for, but Rex, fuck you back. I don't know if it's in love or it's not, but
because you and your bitchy ass didn't refuse to let my boy call in because of your bitchiness.
You know why? Because you're not going to tell me 5 minutes before the show start that, oh, we got a guest coming on the show.
I didn't say that.
When did you tell me that Rex wanted to come on?
I said, hey.
When did you tell me that Rex wanted to come on?
I said, hey, Rex would like to come on.
When did you tell me?
I don't know. I'm not looking at a clock right now.
I'll tell you, the producer of the show didn't know.
Exactly.
I didn't. You know what? Don't fuck
me. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Rage. We went over people we were going to have on the show, and you even told me that we were going to have a person on the show a few shows from now, right? So why did you tell me 5 minutes from now that you want to have somebody on the show? Not being responsible.
I'm not going to take this.
If you want to fuck somebody, fuck Rage, okay? Because Rage fucked you. That's why
I don't show. Rage did not fuck anybody.
So there you go.
Rage did not fuck anybody. Rage is making moves.
Look, you know, I ain't scared of nobody, Rage, number one. So you ain't never got to worry about throwing me under no bus. I'm going to say what I got to say.
You all right? Completely threw me under the fucking bus.
No, I didn't. Whatever you told him, he jumped in the chat high about something. Fuck you.
Yeah, because of your bitchiness.
But I'm not going to sit there and hide it. I said no. Plain and simple. Because you're not going to tell me 5 minutes to show somebody coming on.
You were being
as a guest for the whole show. Come on, yo.
I said, Lee does not want any calls tonight because he wants to get off early and he's being very bitchy.
Hey, if that's what you want to call me, that's fine.
As many times you told me,
like it is. And I told you. I told you to eat ass. I did. Yoga. I said it. But like I said, you came to me and you said, oh, Lee, this is the lineup for people I want to have on the show, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa, stop. Okay. Stop.
I mean, you want to push it out there because evidently you with your little clandestine meeting with Rex.
No, like,
you know what it was? You didn't think Rex was going to show up in the fucking chat showing his ass is what it was. And see, he threw you under the bus.
I ain't had no...
That's what it was, because you ain't know he was going to come turning out like this in the fucking chat.
Hold on. Stop the press.
Rex had showed up like...
Wait, stop. Can you sit on the air right now?
Everybody out.
Stop. Wait.
Because you told him, I told him he wasn't invited. That's what it was.
Can we do something on the air right now?
I don't give a fuck, because you trifling.
You trifling. Trying to throw me under the bus.
I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. Evidently, you tried to throw me under the bus.
No, yeah.
Right, let me ask you a question. Why Rex show up in the chat room? How about fuck you, Lee?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. But you just talked to him.
Yes, because he said he'd like to be on the show, and I didn't say. Okay. I didn't make any mentions of him.
Okay, let me say this. Let me say this to everybody listening. Okay, everybody knows. Okay, this is not the wrestling call-in show. No offense to Rex, this is not the wrestling call-in show. So we just don't take random calls when people just feel like calling in. Plain and simple. Now, I have a relationship with some people, and so does Rage, where if we say, okay, you know, you on, whatever, boom, they know ahead of time that they on. But 5 minutes before the show, Rage, not even 5 minutes, 3 minutes before the show. As a matter of fact, no, because the call went off after 11. So at 11 o'clock, you told me Rex wanted to be on the show.
Can I tell you something? If you're going to quote me, make sure you're accurate. Can you make sure you're accurate in quoting me?
I said what the fuck I got to say.
This is the shit that makes me want
to... It's only one call-in show, and it's on Saturday nights. And William Morgan, the host, allows people to call in whenever they want to. That's the format of his show. So, look. When we first started, we didn't take no callers. So let's not... Don't.
You let... Hey, you, but all of a sudden you let
you're Tony pissed. C you are pissed because Surfer let, got on. That's why you are pissed.
You let Tony C in one night, y'all decide to fuck with me.
Part of the network. Tony C is part look.
Tony I know C's he's part of the network.
Oh no, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Let me ask you a question though. Tony C, cool with all of us on a personal level. You talk to him outside of Rant EM.
So I
you
know. Y'all call him to fuck with me. That ain't fair.
Okay, you know what, Rage?
That ain't fair.
Let me tell you something. There's only a handful of people I would go into battle with. Your ass wouldn't be one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you do some trifling fucked up shit. Real talk, dude.
So if it was the Purge and I was about to get killed by a bunch of fucking, like...
Right. For real, if you take offense, I'm sorry, dude. I said what I had to say. If I had known in enough time, it could have very well been somebody else who would have been trying to be on 5 minutes before, and I still would. They would have got the same answer.
So if I was on fire, you wouldn't piss to put me out?
I wouldn't piss to put your ass out.
Oh, you cruel as a mother.
Because you trifling.
You wouldn't even piss to put me out, huh?
As far as I'm concerned, yo. I never came on Rexplex. When does Rexplex come on? You hold up. You never invited me on Rexplex. So I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get me to say Rex call in so we can do this shit on A. That's what he wants. No, buddy. I'm not going to be that wrestler where all the fans are like, turn around. He's behind you. I'm like, what? No, that ain't going to be me. I see what you're doing. Nope. See, I said I was going to be laid back. Rage, because Rage... See, Rage, this is what happened, Double A. Rage did a little sneaky shit behind closed doors, and he thought Rex was going to just quietly log off, go about his business. Well, Rex started turning up in that chat room, and I was like, what's this, Rage? What'd you tell him? Because why would he turn up like that? Why would he say... he didn't say, fuck y'all for not letting me on. He said, fuck you, Lee, for not letting me on. That's what he said. Which leaves me, you gave the response. And you're right, I didn't deny anything that I said. I said, told him exactly. No, 11 o'clock and the show start. You should have handled that. You should have handled that and said, look, we're not taking calls tonight because you should know ahead of time. Anybody else who we have, they know ahead of time when they coming on. Real talk. Unless we have an open show like we did in a cookout. So don't act like that. Don't you fucking do it. Hey, fucking Surfer, he fucking help us out and admin the page, and you give Surfer particular hell. So don't act like that. Don't you even do it.
Yeah,
and as a matter of fact, you sat there and lied too. I only been on Surfer show twice since he's been on the network.
Yes, I've been on What Are You Reading twice.
Lying, yo.
Twice. Ask Surfer.
Been on that shit more than
there's
twice.
There's a difference between the fun show and What Are You Reading. Completely different show.
Surfer host shit, and you had a nerve to call his Skype number to get on, but you don't want Surfer on your show. Fuck you.
I didn't say that.
Hey, look. You want me to say it, Rex? Yeah, you my homie. You still the battle rapping champion, Rex. Ain't no.
One of the Rex, best fucking battle rappers out.
Rex, ain't no beef with you, Rex. But Rex, if you can be scheduled on, we'll schedule you on. I just ain't for some shit tonight. I'm serious. I behave when I'm on other people's shows out of respect for the host on those shows. I behave, but on this show I turn up. Yo, come on, man. I don't know no other way. And if I get tired, you don't want that.
He just turns into a certified nigga on this show.
You don't get to say that, you fucking...
Man, I say what the hell...
No, because you don't even know what it is.
I know what it is.
Spell it.
N-E-R-G-O.
Negus.
Negus. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia. Negus.
Negus. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Negus ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Negus. Could you repeat the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia, Negus.
Try to track that little
bit. Negus.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
Negus.
Negus. Negus. N-E-G-U-S, Negus.
Good.
Them motherfuckers were celebrating. Them motherfuckers were rejoicing because they got him to say, look, look. And if you saw his face when he did it, it was like,
he let out this huge sigh of relief.
Like I got away with that shit. Unscathed. Niggas. And that bitch called Hollis, can you say it again for the judges? Bitch, y'all said it four or five times. Why you gonna ask him to say it for? Try to trap little boy like that. Now that motherfucker go back to his school after he done said that shit. That's the crazy part. You know that shit. What's that? It's academic national spelling bee. You know all. You know he done told. You know they put that shit on the morning announcement and everything else. Look, such and such. Little Benny's gonna be on. Benny's gonna be. No, I'm sorry. He need the last name. Let's see. Jackson's gonna be on. Jackson's gonna be on the National Spelling Bee Challenge. Tune in ABC Saturday at noon. And everybody turned in. He's in my class, mommy. He's in my class. So they turned in Negus. The Negus lived. They gonna beat his ass. He better hope he ain't at an any school. They gonna Negus, fuck him up.
The Negus picked.
They gonna fuck him up. Now you know how to spell it. Get Surf up on that bitch. So Niggas. Okay. We let me say what I have to say. N E Aura J O. Wait. That hold on. Oh. Get that little Biggie Smalls breathing and shit on there. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. He tried to edit that shit. This ain't Facebook. Can't go back. Whatever you submit is in there. Fucking Nurgles up in this bitch. Where my Nurgles at? Let's see what Nurgles we got in the chat this week. All out there. We need to copyright that shit and get shirts made.
Nurgles.
And don't get served for shit for coming up with that. I'm serious. Just like.
Let's do that shit for the Black Achiever Awards. Yes, let's do that.
That's the winner right there. Yeah. That should be the winner right there, the Nurgles. For originality, for deliverance, for the comedy aspect of it all.
We are about to bank.
Wait a minute. In the chat room right now, we got the HNIC, the head Nurgle in charge, the surfer. Josh E., Pastor Sadell, Kid Human, TWCIS 99 Will. We got Mr. Smiley, Matt E. Eschalaw, Matt Squires. I'm hurt because I'm missing my buddy. Nobody. That's your boy, ain't it? So we good. Let's see how many people we got. We'll be listening to Porno tonight. 25. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all Nurgles better go find 5 more motherfuckers to get up in this chat room so we can listen to some pussy get pounded. I had a treat for y'all motherfuckers. Y'all want some pie for dessert? Y'all motherfuckers better get 5 more motherfuckers. I don't care if you gotta sign in anonymously, get on your tablets, your laptops, do what you gotta do so we can get some ass up on this bitch. Go right to this shit. Let's talk about this bitch that stabs her boyfriend for not liking her Instagram selfie fast enough.
Oh.
Where is this from? Canton, Ohio. Ohio shows up quite a bit tonight.
Canton, Ohio?
Yes.
Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio? Oh, shit.
Yeah, did you see her?
Yeah.
What is her problem?
Wide-eyed and... That bitch. Oh, shit.
I'll go ahead and read it. A 22-year-old woman was arrested after stabbing her boyfriend in the face with a sharpened selfie stick. Because, wait a minute, that's some Harley Quinn shit.
This is the shit I'm talking about. Man, these fucking selfie sticks, man. This shit is dangerous.
Sonny Ono is...
looking at her...
He ain't get no type of royalties with this shit. This bitch to turn his shit... Look. She in a stabbed him after she stabbed his motherfucker in the face with a sharpened selfie. How could you eat her food? How could you go to sleep next to her crazy ass? That's some Harley Quinn shit. And you see this mugshot of her? She don't give an iota of a fuck about the fact what she did. Look at her. There's some pain in those eyes. I gotta look away. That's enough to see inside.
She can get it.
She's shit. She get that selfie stick up in her ass. She tried that shit with me. Because he did not like her post on Instagram within the allotted 10-minute time frame.
Allotted? So he's supposed to like her shit in like 10 minutes flat? Or what?
Let me tell you what this bitch says. She says, and I quote, "This is atrocious. I can't believe I'm being charged for exercising what should have been a constitutional right," says the suspect. "This is 2015. When are the fat cats in Washington going to wake up and realize that when you are in a relationship, you must like your partner's pictures as soon as they post it? If anyone is a victim here, it's me."
Oh my.
So of course Ray submitted this story, so I'll keep reading. Her lawyer also made a statement. "This young woman acted in self-defense. He assaulted her feelings. She spent over 3 hours picking and adjusting the perfect filter for her selfie. She even logged into Facebook Messenger and saw he was online now and had yet to acknowledge and validate her appearance as though he thinks she is ugly. For the man to wait an entire 11 minutes is senseless. Barbaric act of violence towards her self-esteem." We need to have a new fucking segment on the show. Which story is bullshit out of everything we do tonight? That's what we need to do. That's what the fuck we need to do. And I can guarantee it'll be submitted by Raise the Constipated. Let me, as I continue, "The woman is a political prisoner persecuted because of her race," as a district attorney who plans to drop all charges. "I too suffer from WGP, white girl problems, and am sick of people trying to hold me accountable for my unreasonable, borderline psychotic reactions to tedious things. Her boyfriend could have been doing anything during those 11 minutes, like sleeping with other women. I can't even imagine the level of anxiety she must have felt while sharpening that selfie stick, waiting for him to return home. The man survived the attack, but we will be filing assault charges against him and pursuing the death penalty." Rage, you thought this was real, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You couldn't wait.
Did you say anyone really fuck in like 11 minutes and like be done?
Say it again, what you say?
Can anybody really like fuck in 11 minutes and be done?
How long it take you to beat your dick? You let us know.
Oh, you are fucking hysterical.
When did you send us this shit?
Today.
Let me see what you said. You didn't send me that story today.
No, it was
that right after we got off the air last week.
Yeah, shit was hysterical. It was fake, but it was still funny. Still funny. But you know what? Let's face it. People are fucking really killing each other for some likes on Facebook.
But you know what the thing is, though? That story is not too far-fetched.
It's not!
You will read some shit. They could have got away with it. But they wanted to be ridiculous. But...
this story could be true, just like that, but I feel like the statements are, like, could be bullshit, but something tells me this story might be true.
Wait a minute. You think it's real.
I think it might be real. I just think, like...
Think it's real.
They only threw in, like, her statement and a lawyer's statement just to, you know...
He thinks it's real.
It's not far... Look, you said it's not far-fetched, because like I said, people are fucking beating each other up and killing each other for some likes on Facebook and Instagram. I would not be surprised if this was real. Motherfuckers don't care. People take likes seriously now. They do. People get pissed if one person has likes...
Pretend like when you hear the ooh ah that someone's agreeing with the word.
What do you mean?
Quit! You know what? I had sent Pastor Zadell a message earlier. One of my friends, my best friend since I was 10 years old, he sent me, he tagged me. So, these Catholic folks was getting down. Like, they were Pentecostal, apostolic. I mean, getting down. Rage.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, you mute. Oh, I see what you're doing. It's time to beat that neck, back. I see what you do.
I'm not trying to interrupt.
That shit goes silent. We know what's up, don't we, Double A? Hell yeah. As soon as I mentioned playing that shit, so I was like, click, click. Shut the fuck up. Well, go.
Seriousness, I had somebody called and I picked up real quick, but go ahead.
Oh, who was it they called?
No, nigga, my fucking business.
A potential coho?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, whatever. We'll leave that one alone.
Probably was telling.
You know who the hell it was.
Probably called to tell him.
4 inches is fine.
Now, Double A, I seriously take.
All right, Rage, I'm finishing my story.
No, because the motherfucker said I have a 4-inch dick. Fuck you, Double A, for saying some shit.
You can't say shit about your dick. You didn't want to talk about your dick. That's
exactly what he's trying to say.
About your dick. Okay. Only small dick dudes want to talk about their dick. We ain't said shit about your dick. We've been talking about pussy all night. Here you go talking about dicks.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, come on now, man. Nobody want to talk about your dick. Why we trying to talk about your dick, partner?
Bitch, fuck you. Finish your story.
Let me talk about your dick. Alright, so here we go.
What did I say about that smacking, man? Nobody want to hear that shit.
I did that shit on purpose. You too. I ain't eat nothing.
Damn.
Fuck. Shit. Motherfucker, I'm about tired of you and your mom. Anyway, here we go. A Houston mother was surprised. Let me read the heading. No, I don't want to do that one yet. I want to do this one. 12-year-old black boy suspended for staring at a white girl. See, Ray, take notes. Take notes, motherfucker. Because even though we had a racial draft, and we drafted your ass in it. Shit, you go try that shit if you want to. See, it didn't get Michael Jackson.
I'm scared at plenty of white girls at the mall. I ain't get arrested.
It didn't get Michael. Michael Jackson tried everything he fucking could, and it didn't get him nowhere. He tried to fuck with Tatum O'Neal, fucking Brooke Shields. Hell, he even tried to be next in line for fucking Elizabeth Taylor. And none of that shit worked for him.
Mm.
And next thing you know, they was at his ass. He had to get the Nation of Islam to be a security. He had to end up on the BET Awards. These allegations committed against me are I would never touch anyone ever. I would never touch anyone or anyone's child ever. They're all ignorant. They're ignorant. They're just like race. You're ignorant.
I'm not ignorant. Fuck you.
He's ignorant. Michael, what do you think about Rage? I think he's ignorant. He's ignorant of these allegations that he commits against you and against the enforcer, against this network. He's ignorant. He doesn't care about us. Oh, really? And he's talking about, you know, he asking if people, you know, beat their dick in 11. Possibly him because he's a speed demon. Fuck him.
Okay. Speed demon.
You think he's bad? You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
I don't do that drug now. I don't do that shit. No. I don't do speed.
That's shit. Story, Rage. A 12-year-old black boy was suspended from school after he allegedly stared at a white girl in Glendale, Ohio. Fuck, I'm not stepping foot in Ohio. Being on railroad, I'm not leaving here to go on that fucking... No. My son stared at a white girl who was engaged in a staring game, explained Candace Tolbert, the boy's mother. She giggled the entire time. The incident in question happened in September 2014. The staring contest occurred on a Monday, and the school was notified of the problem by the girl's parents on Tuesday. That day, the school talked to the boy involved, but did not tell his parents until Wednesday, after he had already written an apology letter to the girl. Trying to figure this out, is shit. I was trying to figure out when Christ rose from the grave. On Monday, this happened on Tuesday, but didn't find out till Wednesday, and gave up the ghost on Saturday. Alright, here we go. I never knew she was scared because she was laughing, he wrote. He also added, I understand I've done the wrong thing. That will never happen again. I will start to think before I do so. I am not in this situation. The boy is black and the girl is white, but the parents said they are not yet willing to say race played a role in this son's suspension. However, they did take action against the school. Torres filed a suit in Hamilton County, Compton plea, and charge. that the school did not give their son due process. However, a judge denied their claim and their son's suspension remains standing, according to the statement from Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Judge Patrick, what's that? Dinkelacker. Listen to the plaintiff's arguments yesterday, rejected them, and dismissed the complaint against the school. We aren't going to comment any further on a particular issue concerning our students. According to Fox 19, the parents may appeal the judge's decision. Fuck it. I'm bored already. Can we call and play on the phone? Let me see if I can find a, is Walmart still open?
Of course they are.
Let me find another. We need to call a Walmart. I need to fucking play on the phone. You know what? Yeah, let me see if I can get a number to a Walmart. I don't want to call no local one. I want to call like one that's in Bentonville, Arkansas, home office. But let me see. Bentonville Walmart. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Walmart. Oh, that's the pharmacy. Open till 12. The fucking pharmacy? Can we call a Walmart pharmacy? No, let's call a regular store and have them transfer us to the pharmacy. Double A, can we call a Walmart? Let me see.
Yeah, put can the we number, please call a Walmart?
Put the number what? There. In
Rage? The... All right, let me get the number here. Rage, eat ass.
Call, please, can we call a fucking Walmart? Please, can we call a Walmart?
You trying to be smart, Rage?
No, I want to call a Walmart.
Why? Because I thought you was trying to be smart.
I wasn't trying to be smart, bitch.
Ass.
Go.
Bag.
Trick.
Ass.
Twat.
Bucket. I don't know.
Stupid. Stupid.
Let's see if this works. Shut up, Rage. Let me do this. Hey. See if we can get on here.
Thank you for calling your Walmart pharmacy.
Our pharmacy is now offering a variety of immunizations. There is no copay or out-of-pocket expense for Medicare Part B participants for the flu or pneumonia vaccinations. We also accept many other insurance plans. For details, see your pharmacist.
To request a refill, press 1. If you are a prescriber, press 2. For pharmacy hours, press 3. To check on the status of an order, press 5. To speak to a pharmacy associate, press 0. To repeat these options, press... That is not a valid selection. To request a refill, press 1. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the pharmacy.
Find another one.
Shit.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's do one in Baltimore. I'm gonna show y'all how.
Do one in fucking Union. They're probably open. Union, New Jersey.
All right, I got it.
If not, try Neptune. Cause I know they're open on this.
Not going through all that shit. You may know one on Springfield Road.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I call them. I ain't for none of that shit that they got. Look, do they act like you when they call?
Motherfucker, you got something to say about people from New Jersey?
They suck dick and they believe anything they read on the internet.
Fuck you, bitch. Talking shit about... Who the fuck? Nigga, you ain't from here.
Who the fuck? Come on, man. You got knocked the fuck out, man. Damn. What the fuck? Shit. Right?
Swear to God, I want to punch you in your fucking face. I do.
know what? I'm looking at the comments for this one. And you know what it says? The first two comments, first one says on the phone. The electronics department did not even pick up the phone. The second one says they do not answer the phone. Y'all some lazy motherfuckers up in Jersey. Fuck it. We talking B-more right now. Watch this. Hold on. Let me get it.
Probably ain't no better.
But, oh, you're going to hear some hood shit when I call this one.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you know, right now. These motherfuckers. You about to get some hood shit out fucking Golden Rain Walmart. Let's see. I bet you them motherfuckers answer the phone.
What you want, nigga? Thank you for calling Walmart. The fuck you want?
Yes, I like a manager, please. For what? Let's try this. I knew I should stay close to home. They'll pick up. Because the lazy ass is sitting by the phone. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
What the shit? All right, you know what? Shit, maybe we should call Target.
Why not? Or call your old job, Whole Foods.
I'm calling fucking Whole Foods.
Told you. Do it. Oh my god. Damn, my fucking Yankees lost. Ugh, fuck. I guess I gotta root for the fucking Mets. Taking so long, shit.
Shut up, bitch.
Who the fuck you talking to?
Your bitch stank black ass.
You know what? Fuck you. Skinny punk ass.
Come on now. Shit, these things take time.
Hurry the fuck up.
They ain't gonna pick Whole Foods fucking clothes, Rage. Shit. What do we call McDonald's?
Why not?
What are we gonna do?
That's the motherfuck they ain't doing.
Shut up. Fuck it. Double A, give us somewhere in Florida to call. Shit.
Please.
Let me think. Give me a second here, because we can, you just want to call, you just want to call something?
I want to call something and fuck with somebody. I wanted to fuck with somebody and fuck, I don't care. I'll make something up.
Let me see. Let me think for a second.
I can't believe none of these bitches, this is why motherfuckers, they complain about not having work. They complain about, all great jobs, do this shit. Then you get them and motherfuckers don't answer the phone. What happens if you don't let the phone ring more than three times? All my supervisor calling up that bitch to find out and let somebody just test motherfucker. And these lazy motherfuckers ain't answering the phone. Man, I said it, lazy asses ain't doing shit. But how about you cut my hours, you cut my hours. This is a lazy generation. This is what Red Man was right. These fucking millennials. 20 years ago, you ain't had this shit. Motherfuckers, I don't care. They could have been scrubbing toilets. They did that shit with glee. How may I help you? Now? Shit, they don't be on the job two days. They don't pay me enough for all this shit. Bitch, I hope you're going to clean up behind yourself. I'd never forget when I was inside of a Burger King once. This had to be like 2003-04, and this dining room hostess had the nerve. She asked, the dude left his trash on the table. She said, sir, you could have cleaned up your mess. He said, I ain't got time for this shit, and walked out. It was the middle of lunch hour rush. But that's her fucking job. I know that at them places you ain't supposed to leave your shit, but come on now. That's your fucking job, yo. That's the shit I'm talking about. Oh, God. I'm scared. All these stories we get from
fucking, that was the rant of the year, right there. That right there. That wait, right.
Nobody's here. what was the rant of the year? No, let me tell you. I'm nervous about calling somewhere in Florida because all these stories we get, them motherfuckers might track me down.
These racist crackers.
Like,
racist crackers in Florida.
We should get somewhere between Florida and Georgia. That
you know what I think
we should. All the stat that AA talk about all the time. That's what we should get. That place.
We gotta call the whitest place possible in the South.
We need to call the whitest place possible in the South.
Yeah. You know what? Let's ask people that. Like anyone that's from the South, do you know of like a place that's like really, really white, like racist white?
No, let's call one in like Wyoming or something. That's in the North. Let's call like in Texas. What's a place in Texas where they probably walk around with guns and shit in Walmart, open carry and shit? How about that? Let's get some. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me turn. When in doubt, let's turn to chat. Let's see. Just another Tuesday, man. Fuck you, Lee. I'm going to make my own podcast. Russ, are you still talking shit? Mm. 50 minutes later, you going to make your own podcast? Nigga, I thought you already had your own podcast.
Call him a nigga.
Shit. What?
Why you gotta call him a nigga?
That ain't really Rex. That's somebody else in there.
You know, we could try one of these Quest numbers to see if it works.
That'll work.
Quest, what's that like? You mean like the
Quest Diagnostics?
No, yeah, not Quest Diagnostics. Like Quest, like, you know, the hookup numbers.
Ooh, yes, let's do that. Yes, let's do that. Ooh.
So what the fuck do I say when I call that?
Well, you gotta set it up. Hold on, let me see if it'll work first.
All right.
I got one here that's called Vibe Line. Meet urban singles.
Urban singles? I want to meet a Chinese lady, a Korean.
What did you almost say?
At some point, call a phone sex operator this show.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, we should.
Just give me a second here. Let me see if this is going to work first. Hold on.
Welcome to Vibeline. Real talk, real connection. Everyone on Vibeline is real, just like you, ready to chat, have fun, and maybe more. On Vibeline, there's lots of new people to meet and lots of ways to do it. Browse their greetings, send messages, or chat live. It's always your choice of when to join in. Oh, one thing. Vibeline is for callers 18 and over. If that's not you, hang up now. If it is you, get ready to have some fun. Fellas, press 1 to talk with the ladies. Ladies, press 2 to talk with the fellas. If you have a membership, please enter it now. Otherwise, press the pound key. We'd like to offer you a free trial, a $10 value, so you can start having fun and meeting great local women right now. To get your free trial now, press 1. To get your free trial later, press the pound key. You have 30 minutes remaining. Your free trial will expire in 3 days, and it must be used from this phone number. Have fun. You need to record a greeting to introduce yourself to the other callers. But first, let's record the name you want to use. After the tone, record just your first name.
Rex.
Now, if you're ready to record, press 1. To hear tips for recording a good greeting and some examples, press 2. If you'd like to pause, record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I just want some pussy. Yeah, I just want to meet a girl who can, who likes cats. Because I like pussy. Meow, baby.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. Hear how it sounds, press 2. Re-record it.
I just want some pussy. Yeah, I just want to meet a girl who can, who likes cats. Because I like pussy.
I should do it over. Okay. I can do it.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. Hear how it sounds, press 2. Re-record it. Press 3. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hi, my name is Rex, and I do a podcast. It's on hiatus, and I just need to relax. I need to talk to someone. I just want to meet a single, and you know, just to help me release, just to release. Thank you.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. Hear how it sounds, press 2. Re-record.
Hi, my name is Rex, and I do a podcast. It's on hiatus, and I just need to relax. I need to talk to someone. I just want to meet a single, and you know, just to help me release, just to release. Thank you.
Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done. Again.
Hi, my name is Rex, and this is my first time doing this. I really don't know what to say. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm 23 years old. Graduated from the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. Went there on a minority scholarship. Battle rapper. Studying to be a pharmacist. Actually, I've been a pharmacist for like last 15 years. Want to do it officially. Just looking for someone who I'm compatible with, I guess.
Not lying.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. Hear how it sounds. Your greeting is now being reviewed by the moderator. There are 52 ladies on the line. For safer connections, don't share personal information like your last name, phone number, or where you live or work until you've really gotten to know the other person. By using this service, you agree to our terms of use and privacy policy, which you can view on our website. We assume no responsibility for personal meetings. If you hear a caller you're not interested in, you can block them so you won't hear each other by pressing 7. And if you hear something really inappropriate, pressing 7 again will report them to the moderator. Time's now being deducted from your membership.
What's up, fellas? I'm calling from the West Palm Beach area, browsing the system. Look for someone that I can converse with. Grown men and grown men only. I am 30 years of age. Don't have time for the games. Don't have time to raise so much of funds. Like I said, looking for someone that's intelligent and knows how to converse with a woman. Not looking for someone that's looking for sex. It's not me. You're not going to get that out of me.
Yes.
I look for someone who's interested in my pick.
I got to see which button is
if you're interested and like to talk to me.
This person has been added to your hot list.
Oh, no.
To record a short tag to remind yourself who this caller is, press 1 or press any other key to continue. Now that you've started your hot list, if you have a mobile phone, you can receive a text alert when someone from your list comes on the line. To set up your alerts, press 1. If you don't want to activate alerts at this time, press 2. To repeat, these alerts have not been activated. You can turn them on at any time from the main menu. Just go to manage your membership.
How the hell you go to the
to connect
one?
Live with its caller, press 1. Send a message or an icebreaker, press 2.
Let's do it,
next greeting, press 3. Remove this caller from your hot list, press 4. Return to the beginning of the... Please record your invite for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hi, I heard your message. This is Rex, and I really like to take a moment to get to know you.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to accept at any time.
Hi, I heard your message. This is Rex, and I really like to take a moment to get to know you.
To accept your... Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. To cancel your request at any time, just press the pound key.
All right, we're on.
They're listening
now.
To your request right now. Hold on a moment while they record a response.
I don't know. I just said, you know what? I see these commercials all the time online. And I said, what? Oh, man. This is too much. find out what happens here next. This is the closest to porn you're going to get, I think.
That caller isn't ready to connect with you right now.
The fuck?
Hey, I'm kind of from the Palm Beach County area. Waltham, Boca, Westpaw, Riviera, you know, Palm Beach County in general. But anyways, I'm 5'7 height-wise. I weigh between 160 and 170. Professional female. A few tattoos.
To connect live with this caller, press 1. Send a message. Please record your invite for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
How you doing? My name is Rex, and you know, I really enjoy what I listen to. I want to get to know you. You know, I mean, I know you from.
Ray, shut the hell up. We're trying to do something. Let's restart this. Hold on.
Just restart it because Ray's been a little
Here's bit. How it sounds. Press 1 to accept at any time.
How you doing? My name is Rex. And, you know, I really enjoy what I listen to. I want to get to know you. You know what I mean? I know you from...
Shut the hell up. We're trying to do something. Let's restart this. Hold on.
To accept your recording, press 1. Try again, press 2. Hear it again. Invalid entry. To accept your recording, press 1. Try again, press 2. Hear it again. Record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
This is Rex, and I listened to your recording. I really like what I heard. I want to get a chance to know you, talk to you, see what your, you know, your interests are. Hit me up. Let's talk, Queen.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. To cancel your request at any time, just press the pound key. They're listening to your request right now. Hold on a moment while they record a response.
Listing prices. I tell you, this would.
What the fuck is
a
doing?
A man would die.
Voice recognition. Shit.
Maybe. Maybe she listened to your initial message. Who knows?
Like, supposed to drop their panties when they...
Shit, since Ray's gonna fuck shit up, next time I'm gonna tell him my name, Mark.
They like what they heard, and they're ready to connect with you. You're connected. To break this connection at any time, just press the pound key. Say hi.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm relaxed.
You relaxed? Yeah. That's good. I'm well. Yeah. I'm well. Yeah, I like what I heard. I just wanted to see what you was up to. You sound like, you know, maybe you had a lot on your mind if you want to talk.
Yes. I don't have a lot on my mind. I cleared that up earlier today so I can rest good at night.
I got you. What time is it like around where you are? Is it late?
It's 12:03 when you come.
Okay. It's about noon here. I'm in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought you was calling from this area.
No. I'm up here with family and everything, but like Winter Park, Florida is like, you know, where I'm from.
Where are you from again?
Winter Park, Florida. You know where Winter Park is? Winter Park, you know where Winter Park, Florida is?
I know what Winter Haven is, right?
No, Winter Park. I'm from Winter Park, Florida. That's where I'm from. But I got family up here in Newark. So, you know, I'm visiting my mom's. But, yeah, I don't get the chance to come back up. After I left, I went to college in Maryland, and you know, I went down, came down to Florida, had a job opportunity down here, and you know, I just liked that. I stayed down. You know, I visited Miami, mm-hmm. but it was just a little. It was kind of fast down there. You know, it's kind of fast down in Miami, so Winter Park is a little bit more laid back. You know, it's a nice place for young professionals, so you know, I'm enjoying it. Where exactly part are you from again?
I'm Palm Beach County.
Okay.
All like right. An hour away from Miami and like an hour away from, I guess, Fort St. Louis.
Oh, all right.
In between.
In between. So, like, you spend a lot of time in Miami? You...
No, I don't go down that way often. I used to, like, every weekend and every Tuesday and Thursday. Like, it switched up, so I don't go down there as much.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm trying to think. Say it again.
How old you say you are?
How old am I? How old do I sound? I'm just curious because people always, they hear my voice and they, I'm curious, how old do I sound?
You sound older than what you want to tell me, though.
I sound older than what I'm going to tell you?
Uh-huh.
What do you think I'm going to tell you?
What age?
Say it again.
Are you saying what age? I think you're going to tell me all my age. I think you are.
Yeah, how old do you think I am? Or what do you think I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, I think you're going to tell me, like, what, 28? Like, I think you sound like you're 40.
You said I sound like I'm 40. Yeah. Wow. Wow. 40? Broke my heart. 40?
Yeah, 40.
No. Wow. I never got 40 before. 40. No, I'm not 40.
What are you?
20. I'm 28.
I'm 28. Okay.
I'm not 40. It's 28. Like, too young, too old. What's 28?
I'm 2 years old. I'm 30.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Listening to you, I would have thought, from your voice, I would have thought you were, like, 23, 24. That's what I
would have
thought. No.
I look it.
Say it again.
I look it too.
You look it too? You look what, 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound good. You do sound like you, you know. I mean, but 30's not old, though. I mean, you know, 30's a nice seasoned age. What does it feel like to be 30 since I only have a couple of, you know, probably like a year and a half to get there? What does it feel like to be 30? Does it feel much different to be in your 20s? Like, do you feel it right away?
I don't feel anything. Just a lot wiser, a lot smarter about how you deal with things.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That means there's something to look forward to. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how you end up on, like, you know, you on here, you trying to, you know, you meet people on here. I mean, you don't sound like you have any problem meeting anybody. What's going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to say anything on here because I don't need to be on here talking, period. But anyways,
You really usually don't talk on here?
Why?
You don't usually talk on here?
No, I'm saying I shouldn't even be talking on here.
Okay. So what made you want to talk to me? I mean,
you sound interesting. You sound like an intelligent guy. I like to talk to him. That's what I usually do. And so why not?
Yeah. Well, thank you. You do too. That's why when I listened, I was like, I hope, you know, sound like someone that's down to earth could talk to you. You know, so that's you know, that sounds nice. No, so like, tell me about yourself. What are some things you're interested in? I mean, you know, I know you don't want to, you don't want to get too personal, but I mean, like, so what are some of the things that you're into?
I'm into sports. Sports. Traveling. Mm-hmm. Sports, traveling, in theme parks, beaches.
That's about it. So traveling, tell me a place you've been or and where do you like to go?
I don't want to. My thing for that is for a man is I don't like men to ask me that unless they actually already got the tickets to take me.
I got you. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No. It's all right. It's cool. I understand. You know what? Just let me know. Like, if it's, I want you to feel comfortable. So if it's something I say that it's not like, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with that, you know, it's cool. You know, I don't want to overstep, but, you know, I didn't get to travel much. But there are always places I like to, I've never even been to the West Coast. I like to go to the West Coast.
Why? What makes you want to go down?
Say that again.
What makes you want to go down?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's places in the world that I would like to go see, but then I think about I haven't even been places right here in this country. You know, I would like to go somewhere, you know, where to see where the weather's, especially in times when it's about to get cold. You know, I would like to, in like a July or something like that, you know, when it's not just cold, but just, you know, with the hurricanes and stuff here, when we have all this stuff, I would like to go somewhere where it's, the weather's nice, maybe like a California. It's just somewhere over there, you know, just to see what it's like. But, you know, time hasn't allowed me to do that. And, you know, so I'm not able to, so I'm stuck. But, yeah. You know, I'm trying to figure out, like, how far in Florida you are from where I am. You know, I'm in an area that's kind of like suburbs, and, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how far it would be. You said you're not too far from Miami, so. I'm guessing it's a little over 100 miles, but
100 miles?
Yeah, I'm guessing like from where you said you were to where I am in Winter Park is like about a little, I don't know, maybe 100 so miles. It's got to be, because you said you were how far from, how far were you from Miami?
Like an hour.
An hour? Oh, yeah. You're close. Okay, got you. I got you. Okay, well, you know, you on here often so we can reconnect, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
No, let me just change number.
Oh, okay.
You want my number?
Yeah, that'll work good. Let me get your number. All right, I'm ready.
And 561.
561.
907.
907.
1739.
Like, so what's the, and I'm going to give you mine, but what's the best time, like the, what's the best time, like the call?
Whenever you get ready.
Really?
Really? I'm single.
Well, let me ask you, is this, you want me
Can I text this number to you or just
What happened?
Well, let me do this first. Can I give you my number? Just so you have, so you can recognize it when I
already know who you are. I don't even know that like that.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I can hit you up then. You know what I'm saying? That's Rex. Rex is just a nickname I had since I was little from this cartoon. You know, I just stuck with me. That's like my family, everything called me. But Marquise, that's my Marquise is my real name.
What is your range?
Say it again.
What is your range? Your culture.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
What is your range?
What is my range?
Range.
My age?
Range.
Oh, race. Oh, I'm black.
Okay.
What's yours?
Same.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, like, if I was Chinese or Korean or something, would that have been a problem?
No. Actually, I had a, I just got rid of, because he's from Cali. He thought he was too small or whatever. He was German and black. I cut him off real quick. We didn't even talk that long.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what's up.
We just went right together. Because I'm not used to a person who just meeting each other to be all up on me, like trying to smooch all on me and chat.
Wow.
I don't care how they look.
I got you. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna check some press because I gotta work in like 4 hours, and I have a little drive to get there. It's like 20 minutes away, so it's usually with traffic. It's probably like double that, but I'm gonna let you get ready to go, and I'm gonna give you a call.
All right.
You have a good night.
All right.
All right, girl.
You too.
Bye bye.
Oh my god.
I couldn't bring myself to. I wanted to say some of the cruddiest stuff, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I got that number.
We're going to find somebody dirty. That's what it is.
I know.
Got that number.
Oh my god. That was what? How long did that call ago? That was 15 minutes?
Do it.
Oh god. There we go. Sorry, there we go. I had my headset down, but yeah, that was.
Can we please call a phone sex operator?
Well, Rage, no.
Who's gonna pay for that?
There's some I just felt like I would have been, I just felt like she ain't had no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
It was just like I at certain points I was gonna like yell some shit and like hang up. I was like, nah, I can't do it. So this is the search for maybe every week we get somebody like we in search and getting raid some ass.
Yeah, you want to try? We can do one more. I found another number that we can call.
All right, let's go ahead and do this one.
All right, let me see. Let me pipe this one in. I don't know how. I'm just pulling these numbers off the internet, so I have no clue how they are.
I'm sorry, but you don't have enough credit to place this call. Please log into.
Nope, that doesn't work. No, that one didn't work. Hold on. Let me see if I can find another one. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What would be the right thing to look up on Google to find these things? Here, what about this one? Nope, that's the same one.
Rex says, why are you pretending to be him?
Rex, I got you a phone number, right? So just chill.
Okay, let's see here. We've got here.
Oh my god!
This is for New England. Let's see. Okay, let's try this. Alright, let's try this. Let's see. We're all going to burn in hell, probably, but that's fine.
Alright, so for my next one, my name going to be... I'll hook Rage up. My name will be Marcus Lee.
No, that won't be my name. The fuck? No.
You just shut the fuck up and play along, bitch.
Bitch, what the fuck you think?
Know your role and shut your fucking mouth.
What you gonna do?
Shut the fuck up.
Bitch, make me.
If I hang up on your ass, you'll be shut up.
You know what, motherfucker?
Shut the fuck up,
I'm
bitch.
I'm sorry, but you don't have enough credit to place this call. Please look.
Nope, that didn't work.
Oh, AA called that number before.
What the hell are you talking about?
Rage, why don't we call one of your numbers? Because we know you got them.
What numbers?
You got a number. Let's call.
A number?
You know what? Let's do.
I'll give you a number, fine.
You know what, you guys...
Hey, let's call your ex.
Not happening.
Let's call her.
Not happening.
She don't know my voice. Let's call her. Let's see if I can pick her up.
Not happening.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. You know I could get her ass. And, nope. And you know that shit would be the other way around. She would be paying me for shit.
No. I guess I don't know. I guess that.
Well, you know what we're gonna do? Let's do this. Les, we really plan this shit out, and then next week we like do this shit.
Well, I got a better idea. Why don't? And we'll put Rage to do this.
That's what should have did it to begin with.
Wait a minute. Listen to what I'm going to tell you, Rage. Just listen before you comment. This will give Rage. We'll give this assignment to Rage, and we'll see if something happens. Sometime you have to do it early, so that way it gives time for people to read it. Why don't you post something on Craigslist? And give them the Rant AM Radio voicemail, okay? Which is it's not the call in number; it's a separate voice line. You have them call and leave, or have them text or whatever.
Already on it.
Listen, and you have them. But wait, didn't even give you the number yet. You have them call or leave a text message or something. And what we'll do, and you figure out how to post it, and you put whatever you want on it and whatever. And I think what we'll do is, next Tuesday, we'll filter through what was there, and then we'll start calling numbers on the air and see if anything came in.
Okay.
I don't know. Lee, what do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Let's see what we get.
And then we'll go from there. So that's
all right. So personals, casual encounters, men.
You don't have to do it now. You're still doing a show.
I'm doing it on my phone.
Rage.
Yeah.
I just sent you something, Rage.
Oh, come on. Oh. Oh, no.
We can do that. We can do that. No, Rage, we can do that. AA, we can do that, right?
No, I don't. No, I don't want to do it.
Stop being a bitch. Come on, Rage.
Motherfucker. No. No. Not doing it. If you're doing it, you're on your own. I'm not doing it. Nope.
You are such a punk bitch. Whatever, man. Alright.
That's my homie. No.
Whatever. Look, you ain't had a... I'm just saying, I mean, we could just call for her. Look, fuck that. You know what? Let's take a break. Because, Rage, I can't even trust you no more, yo.
Can't trust? No, I'm not doing it. Shit.
Okay, fine. Alright, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Damn. Bitch.
Work so fucking much, my greatest fear is I'ma die alone. Every diamond in my chain, yeah, that's a milestone. People calling me, asking me for money, man. The only thing I'ma give you motherfuckers is a dial tone. Flashbacks of a youngin' sippin' that purple Kool-Aid. Skippin' school with my homies in Chief Reefer for 2 days. Running from the law, living how I'm living, fuck them all. Bumpin' 666, Hennessy in my cup, driving through the sticks. Who the bitch riding with me, man, the devil trying to get me. Motivated, undereducated, a hater, but finally getting cake like a happy belated. Bitch, I made it, we on. Buy it, break it, roll it, light it, smoke it, inhale it, write it, record it, mix it, master it, press it up, unveil it. Feel like I've been waiting forever, forever to inherit. This is war, I declare it. Time is money, I can't spare it. Futuristic, so simplistic. Please decipher my linguistics. Slow it down, roll with us, and I'm the king, ain't no discussion. And now we blowing up like spontaneous human combustion. My consumption is the illest. Section 8, I know you feel it's on the come up. Would they run up on you for nothing at all? Brighter than 11 suns. It's the first when my funds, EBT, has the card. I thank God, but it's hard. But it's hard. Work so fucking much, my greatest fear is I'ma die alone. Every diamond in my chain, yeah, that's a milestone. People calling me, asking me for money, man. The only thing I'ma give you motherfuckers is the dial tone. Goddamn, goddamn, we at it again. Me and my homies that know me, blowing up like the Taliban. Yeah, my stress up, but I'm blessed up. Fuck around and get messed up. When I murder the rhyme, I'm living divine. You know that I'm one of a kind, let me get it right now, ho. Draped up and I'm dripped out, and I'm dripped out right now, ho. Caked up till I cash out, now got all my wondering how. So, on the down low, haters drown slow. On the down low, haters drown slow. Oh God, my God, we got it all right. Oh God, my God, we gotta get it right. These fuckers for size, they just a mirage, right? I said these fuckers for size, they just a mirage, right? Tell me that they love me, know damn well that they don't give a fuck. I be on that finger flipping, killing shit up in the cut. That's what's up, all these bitches out here trying to gas it up. This is everything I ever wanted, I can't pass it up. Life changed in a year, couldn't happen fast enough. Can I do it like you do it? That's what they be asking us. White bands, black card, bitch, better get your plastic up. Man, this shit is hella hard, but we never acting up. Live it up, hold on to your dream, don't ever give it up. Finally have my share of success and shit, I can't get enough. Now they know my name through the nation, cause my single like that good shit, man, always in rotation. That ain't no logic for logic, not through my affiliations. Stacking profit on profit from this music I'm making. Even Jesus had haters, so when you feeling forsaken, tell him jealous Judas is who this is. And man, that'll break him, and bitch, I'm still the same. Dash an auto too, so y'all can feel the pain. Broke as fuck back in that basement, not a dollar to my name. Chasing fame, chasing glory, till the day we make a story. Positive that life ain't mine, bitch, you can take that shit to more. Work so fucking much, my greatest fear is I'ma die alone. Every diamond in my chain, yeah, that's a milestone. People calling me, asking me for money, man. The only thing I'ma give you motherfuckers is a dial tone.
Hello, no one is available to take your call.
I've been working hard, I've been searching for God. I've been working hard, I've been searching for God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Little brother, this is your sister. You're busy, I get you, but I insist you call me back, cause I miss you. I wish you well, well, I wish you would call. Cause lately you feel like I'm just not your sister at all. I'm sorry for calling and bawling. I'm all in and I feel like I'm falling lately. You feel like my children hate me. You tell me I'm beautiful and yet no man wanna date me. Haunted by vivid memories of the man who raped me. And lately I feel more and more like mommy. I know I'm me, but still, you always seem to pick up the phone and somehow I feel better. But you've been answering me lesser and lesser, so I've resorted to the pills in my dresser. I'm gone. And as for Jabo, no, he left and he ain't coming back. I hate him, and if I see him, I swear I tell him that. No longer cooking crack in my kitchen, cutting and selling that. He broke my heart, that relationship been to hell and back. I've been working hard, I've been searching for God. I can feel the devil around me as they all applaud. Promise you won't forget me, that you'll always be with me. And even when you're gone, I can call whenever he hit me under pressure. I've been feeling under pressure. Son, this is your father, don't mean to bother. How are you? Heard you were in town, but I never saw you. Tried to call you, where are you? In Paris? What a beautiful destination in Paris, right by the Eiffel. Come now, please don't be spiteful of all my small talk. I think we're overdue a long talk. When I see kids around the way, I say how I'm your dad. It gets me thinking about incredible moments we've had. And on the real, I'm trying so hard not to bug you. But do you think you can stop rapping about my drug use? I'm 2 years clean, no longer a fiend. Yeah, I'm 57. But I feel 19 and I love you, I swear. Bobby, I know you're there. And when the time is right, I know that you gon' take care of anything I need, of your family. Can I have some tickets to your next show? Will you stand with me? Can I have some money for my new honey? That's hella fine. I forgot to mention I got divorced from your stepmom. My mind going crazy, but I still look hella calm. Maybe you could tell. I've been feeling under pressure.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 33 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage the Constipated, and our enforcer,
got something for you.
Double A the Rants. Just getting back in from we just trying to make some good radio, and we could have had some more fun, but I just don't understand some shit. I thought rage was no limits. I just don't understand.
No, because Let me ask you this.
Don't we fuck with Surfer? Surfer's cool with me. I'm cool with Surfer. Don't he take that shit in love? So I mean, I don't understand you. But whatever. I understand that we're limited in what we can do. Because you aren't willing to go a certain distance. But it's okay. So don't whatever.
Don't start with me. You know what? I got some for your motherfucking ass as well.
Whatever. You know what? It's all right, Reed. I'm just realizing now that I'm limited. Herman posted in the Freaks and Effing Geeks group page. Did you see that video where it was? He posted on October 2nd where it was this lady. It looked like it was from True TV, but it looked like some of that C-SPAN shit. Like they were trying to get a bill passed or something. And the lady walked by and hit the lady with the file folder, and she flipped the fuck out on that floor like she got punched in the face.
Really?
See how motherfuckers know how to throw themselves? Threw her fucking ass on the floor? Like, what the hell? And I know you saw the banana video, right?
Of course I did.
What if that shit had broke off in her throat?
Oh, then she'd be gone.
She'd be fucked.
She would be gone.
She would be fucked. Then he posted a video of that little ass child that punched out that big ass dude. But I gotta say,
you didn't see the video I sent you, did you?
No.
The one of the crackhead fucking.
No, I didn't watch it. I thought you were gonna report on that one. But see, the thing is this. See, I think when you send me that shit, you gonna report on it, not realizing that you aren't pulling shit. You aren't pulling. But I see this one. I got a Florida story. It reminds me something else that we got to talk about, too. Double A, I'm going to talk about Stitches in a second. This is from Florida. You know we got to have one every week. All right, so Florida. Naked woman stops traffic to masturbate in front of a car. A nude Florida woman who cops say was on heavy drugs Sunday night allegedly stopped traffic to masturbate in front of a couple's car, then climbed onto the hood. Amy Carter, 31, then allegedly stomped on the car and threw a cell phone at the vehicle behind it, the Orlando Sentinel reports. Police reportedly found her in an intersection of Fairview Shores on the outskirts of Orlando at about 11:15 p.m., walking through the street with no clothes on. The New York Daily News report, she appears to be under the influence of heavy unknown substance and an altered mental state, according to the police. You know, she looks like Rage without the glasses. Ooh. Like a crackhead version of Alex Voss from Orange is the New Black. The girl played. Yes, she does.
No.
Yeah, sure she does. Some we're echelon. We get some Photoshop with like some of those glasses on her. Carter allegedly put up a fight and kicked her legs in the air when she was arrested, but she was eventually hauled off to a hospital in charge of criminal mischief, and I gotta say like Mean Gene, criminal mischief, and exposing her sexual organs. Cops then transfer her to Orange County. See, there you go. She caused $1,500 in damage to the Lexus that she stomped on. Shit, I tell you, Florida seems like a place if I would like in my like early 20s, this shit would have just been right up my alley. But I missed out on all that, so. You know, we have a different kind of shit here.
You don't like no. Nah, that's fucked up.
Bitch, I told you if you put the. So, I don't know if Double A saw this, but. Oh, before we go there, we gotta talk about Stitches.
Snitches?
Stitches.
Stitches.
Dude who wrote the song about him wanting to fuck Miley Cyrus. What was the actual title? Let me see.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's just the name of it. Miley Cyrus? This motherfucker talking about cocaine and Rage, I'm surprised it's something you saw. This seems like it's something that's right up your alley.
The name of the song is Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you want me to play it?
Please do.
All right, hold on. Here it is. Give it a second to intro, so.
I'ma put cocaine in your way. I'ma put cocaine in your way. I'ma put cocaine in your way. I'ma put my dick in your way. Put a molly in the ass. Put a molly in the ass.
I just want the molly. Now I'm trying to fuck Miley Cyrus. I just want the molly. Now I'm trying to fuck Miley Cyrus. I'ma put cocaine in your ass. I'ma put my dick in your ass. I'ma put cocaine in your ass. I'ma put my dick in your ass. Fuck Billy Ray Cyrus, I'm your daddy now. I'ma put my dick up in your ass and it ain't coming out. If you don't like what I'm saying now, I don't give a fuck, cause it won't change the fact that my dick is in your butt. But cocaine will make it numb, so I'ma put it in your ass with my thumb. It's time to get freaking Miley Cyrus. We can have a baby and call him Stitchy Cyrus. I'm a dumb mental motherfucker. I'ma fuck Miley Cyrus in front of a mother. I love cocaine, cause it got me feeling like I'm Superman. I could've chose Nicki Minaj. I could've chose Iggy Azalea. I could've chose Jennifer Lopez. But I'm fucking Miley Cyrus. I just want the Miley.
Before we let it go on, I don't know. I don't know how much more you want to put up.
So that's good. Look, I posted a picture in the group. I mean, in the chat room of this dude. He got like, did he like cut his face and he had like piercings, or did he really stitch his face?
I don't know.
He is fucked. You know.
Yeah.
That's some.
Wow. That's some rage right there.
And you know what? He he got into it with the game recently, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. He just calls people out for no reason.
Oh, he's like, oh, like Eminem used to do.
He's a troll. But he trolls people for no reason.
Well, the lyrics in the song talking about sticking shit up your ass, it just reminded me because they showed this video where this dude was like putting ice cubes in his ass, like this. Somebody posted that. I'm hot, mama, I'm hot. And he's in the kitchen shoving ice cubes up his ass. And this motherfucker, how about sticking a molly up your ass? What the fuck? Is he from Florida?
From Miami.
Lee.
God. Yes.
How tall are you?
How tall do you think I'm, Reed?
I don't
That's
know.
Like you didn't see me. You didn't see me. I'm 6.
Okay.
How tall are you?
None of your goddamn business. Moving on.
Oh, that's right. Surfer told me. You're 5'7".
Oh, 5'8".
Yeah, I was right. A little bite-sized, little fucking...
Bite-sized?
Piece of shit. Okay, little piece of shit. Little piece of shit. 5'8".
Yeah, 5'8".
Double A's demons and bite-sized.
Double A's ass ain't talking.
Did you see the video? This is an old video. Did you see the video where the girls had to answer those questions?
Oh.
They were hot as shit, but then they didn't know shit. They sound like the girl that was on the call. They couldn't answer simple questions. Like, they could shake their asses, though. I was just a little confused by all of that.
Is there a video to this?
I don't know how the audio. I think the audio might be sufficient. But to see what they look like, you would have to see the video.
I don't know.
Some dude named Mogul Jones posted it. So
there was another great one where the two girls were identifying the guys blindfolded. Uh-huh. Did you see that one?
Did I see?
These two was girls.
Was it from the same guy?
Maybe. The two girls were identifying the race of the guy.
I saw that one. And the one lady, she was. They were rubbing on the dicks to find out what race the guys was. And the one lady nailed it.
Yeah.
She fucking nailed it. She's like, oh, this is a Pakistani. Oh, this is a black. Oh, this is a hate. This is, oh, I know. Yeah, she was nailing it. But I want Double A's. I want to ask Double A about this one. Because Iron, Brian, I'm with him. This is something I'm calling BS on because you want to see more about it. So apparently this lady, there's some, I never heard about this, but there's a and this is from Florida. What's this? Pinellas Park, Florida?
Yeah.
What the hell?
She painted herself. She blackfaced herself with a Sharpie.
Oh, I saw this.
It says internet trending don't judge challenge goes terribly wrong for a teenage Farrah Marshall of Pinellas Park, Florida, when the teen attempting to do the YouTube challenge did not go as planned. The teen used a Sharpie permanent marker, black marker, and colored her entire face pitch black. When the teen tried to wash the marker off her face, the color would not fade. The teen then dialed 911 and was rushed to Northside Hospital. According to the Marshall's mother, Sarah, she will have to undergo skin graft surgery, moving skin from her back and ass to replace the skin on her face. It's truly a tragedy. Now her face is black forever, all because of a stupid challenge. I hope kids learn from mistakes, says Sarah. Sarah has set up a GoFundMe account to raise money to help her daughter fund the cost of surgery, because Farrah will be having cosmetic surgery is unfortunately not covered by her health insurance.
No, that's BS.
People raising money for bullshit. Like people.
Now, but you get upset. If you can pick apart, so if I tell you what, there are certain parts of the story that kind of give it away, but if you see the picture, you know what's. There's no way that she did that shit with a Sharpie. With her, no,
she didn't. She put some effort into that. It took more than a Sharpie.
Rage, you posted a picture of the student that punched the hell out of that substitute teacher in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He should have fucked that bitch up.
He should have
beat his fucking ass. He should have gave him a nice, thorough, a good. Wholesome ass whipping, because he punched that man and ran like a little bitch. Couldn't believe he did it the way he punched him, that man in his face.
These little niggas, I tell you, these little niggas don't care.
Okay, they do this thing where they do the whole Thug Life thing and they talk about, they'll show like the bird that flies at the convenience store and steals a bag of chips, and then they'll do the whole Thug Life. Well, they did one for Ric Flair. When Hurricane went and gave his mask. Remember how he used to wear a mask on top of a mask, like Rey Mysterio did, but fucking mask on top of a mask. Well, he had one. He put it on a child. I kid you not. It's certain things that when they do it in these little videos that just make that shit that much more funny. Flag came out of nowhere and snatched that shit. I mean, out of nowhere. And what made it funny was you had JR in the back, and I want to say it was Paul Heyman in the back too. I want to say that's who it was. But he snatched that shit. He tried to get it on his, put it on his face. He couldn't get it on, and then he stomped the shit out of it. Shit was hilarious.
Blackface?
No. The Hurricane took his mask off, and you know how he used to give it to the
Now I know what
you're talking about. Flair came the fuck out of nowhere and snatched that shit.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
I liked Hurricane. He was cool. I never forget when he would put his hands on somebody's throat that's like two times his size. Every time he gonna choke slam him, that shit was funny. Him and Crash Holly, they made that shit work. Mike Mondo had that for a while, but they let it go. So Burger King's Black Halloween Burger is turning people's shit green, and they freaking out.
I'm not eating that shit.
You probably already had one.
Nope.
Is it in stores already?
Yes, it is.
It's one of those things where it looks one way and tastes another way.
I'm not eating.
I was messing with my son, and who Rage is very critical of how I parent my children. But anyway, I was telling him about the durian fruit. The durian fruit is this fruit that's supposed to taste real good, but it smells like shit. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, and like it's banned in certain parts of the world. Like you aren't allowed to carry it on plane. It's so foul, the stench of it. but it's supposed to taste real good. I'm like, once someone smelled what it was like, what made them want to stick it in their mouth? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. And what's your favorite food, Rage?
Cheeseburgers, I guess.
A cheeseburger. Okay, so if you had a cheeseburger, you love cheeseburgers, and it was some good ass cheeseburgers, but it smelled like the worst type of medicated diarrhea shit you ever smelled, would you still eat it? Would you?
I guess, yeah. Because it tastes good, but it doesn't really smell good.
Something tells me that he's the type that he eats something that...
Throughout you, Double A. What's your favorite? Double A,
trying to interpret who I am.
Well, I am going to interpret who you are. I bet you're the type that eats something that gives you a real bad case of the shits. You don't learn your lesson, you go back, you have it again, knowing exactly what it's going to do.
Okay.
That's
so.
I bet you, you do that. But anyways, what's my favorite food?
Yeah.
Burgers.
Burgers. Yeah. That was a burger that tastes real good, but it smelled like shit.
No.
Yeah, see, I can't either.
No, because you know what it is? Smells... Okay.
That's it for you, right?
That's it. But here's the thing. The burger will taste good, but the smell still travels, you know, like in your nasal cavity and everything. Because, like, okay, you taste a burger, but you taste it, but you can also smell it from inside your mouth kind of type deal. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Yeah, it's pretty much about it, you know. The smoke and the fumes travel up. You can almost smell them, you know, traversing the, you know, but no, I couldn't do that. No, if it smelled bad, I couldn't eat it.
Before I turn this over to Rage, there's one more thing I want to do. I want to, in Double A, I just sent you the link for it. Everybody knows that Mofo Magic from, Grant Wrestling, that's my cousin. My grandmother. I want to do some backstory. So, this is what we grew up listening to, right? And it was funny shit. Like, this is what I think a lot of, you know, black families and shit might hear. But this is what we listen to when we driving. And true for you might see grandmother in the back, grandfather up front, or however, but this is what driving on like a Saturday, or like just over a small thing like a wrong turn or something like that, this is what you could potentially hear as a child in the car and laughing because we thought this shit was funny as shit.
Thing I do or say, you gotta correct me. Fuck you. So what? Let me do it. Let me be dumb. I must enjoy being dumb. Let me be dumb. Well, let me be dumb then. Well, then that's why you ought to leave me the fuck alone. Let me be dumb. Well, let me be dumb then. Let me do it.
I guess you guys think everybody else got a different answer.
Ain't nobody got to have no different answer. Let me do it. Let me do what I want to do. Say what I want to say.
You take the answer that suits him better.
That motherfucker be trying to tell me how to dress, how to eat, how to sleep, how to bathe, what to say. I can't do a motherfucking thing that I want to do.
Sit up in the house with them clothes on 3 weeks at a time. You goddamn right.
Yeah, fuck it. Let it. Hey, I can talk to them motherfuckers. I'd rather talk to them bed bugs than talk to you motherfucker. You big old beetle ass motherfucker.
Nasty. Sit up in a close 3 or 4 weeks at a time. Same fucking draw.
At least I got draw. You just start wearing draw. You ain't got no motherfucking draw. Got rims.
Like to get a joke.
Okay, joke. That ain't no joke. That's serious. Your goddamn drawers look like roaches and 8 holes in them. You know that. Until you just ordered these new ones.
Hey, I keep me some clean clothes. New clothes, too, to go to church.
Yeah.
In case I get sick.
There you go. That ain't in case you get sick, in case y'all make a stop.
Hey, don't make no difference.
Get sick, don't my make ass. No
You need to make a stop some motherfucker.
It won't be at church.
I'm thinking you'll do better when you get all your teeth out. You don't infest nobody's stuff with your mouth.
Fuck it. If I infest them, that's their ass.
Talking that shit.
If they let me put my mouth down, they would get like this. That's good.
Well, it'll be better. Your mouth won't be infested.
If I want to. If
right
I want
to. Now you do that to somebody, you pyrrhea the gum, they shit be fucked
well,
up.
Well, then that's what I want to do. I want to infest them.
That's why you get mad with everybody.
I want to infest them nasty bitches. They let me put my mouth down.
You're the one nasty.
If they ask me to put my mouth down there, I want to infect them stinking motherfuckers. You stinking motherfuckers.
I smell like doodle.
Yeah, I smell like doodle. Who the fuck think somebody want to put their mouth to your ass?
Don't nobody want you to put your mouth down there.
Y'all crazy.
I don't want you to put your mouth next to me, period.
Don't worry about it. And I don't. I don't put my mouth next to you.
All the time. All the time.
All
that shit.
I don't even want to be around your fucking
mouth. I don't even want you near me.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Stupid. So what you
shit
doing?
Stinks
when
so fucking bad. How you gonna eat on somebody? You shit. You infest the bread when you bite it.
It don't stink no worse than you do, bitch. Yeah.
Shit. I'm all right. Believe me.
Oh, great.
I bet y'all had some since you did.
That damn screws.
No, look like that.
Good. You can have some more.
Oh my god.
Get some more, motherfucker.
Yo,
you
wouldn't
be satisfied there.
No, I ain't satisfied because I'm getting regular enough.
Well, get some on in. Your buddy going, what you waiting on?
This was an every fucking day thing. When you want to know where my mouth, where all this is coming from, that's where. Born and raised around that shit, I'm telling you. And keep in mind, it was just, I mean, the whole ride. It could be over the smallest thing. And then the next minute, they fine. This is the shit. Just shit talking the whole time. This where it come from. Where I talk shit. Came from their fucking asses. That's where it came from. Anyway. Rage has got some things he like to get off his chest. And well, let me ask you, does Matt Hardy have to do one of them?
No.
So before we start, can I ask you why you are so pissed off that Matt Hardy is a world champion?
I'm not pissed off that he's world champion. I'm pissed off at this storyline.
Oh, here it is, y'all.
Now, before you tell them the story, you better make sure you fucking interpret it right.
I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but you can
I'm
show.
I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Rage said that this storyline with Matt Hardy supposedly relinquishing a title or some shit, the EC3, he said it's the worst storyline that he's ever heard in his lifetime. Is what he said. In his lifetime, it's the worst wrestling story he's ever heard. I don't know where he gets. I've heard of things way worse. But this is enough for him to send me two messages. This is enough for him to post all throughout the Rant EM group page about his disdain and disgust with this fucking Matt Hardy and this video. And for him to say that, but I mean, I can see if he don't like it or whatever, but for him to say the worst in his lifetime, shit, just talking TNA, the one where AJ Styles was supposed to have been sleeping with the lady who took photos of him, that's an infamous one. That shit still goes down in the books as horrible. And you said in your lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And I stand by it.
Okay, of course you do. Of course you do, because you're an ignoramus. You just say some shit just to be saying it. And another thing. So, Rage believes, this is Rage has social media. He posts shit on social media that, and he allows people to comment, because you know you can disable comments. You can make it so people can't comment on your shit. He puts shit on his social media page. Then when you comment on it, it'll be like, yeah, Ray, so what the fuck you commenting and looking at my page for? Why you looking at my fucking shit for, Lee? You got your own fucking page. Don't be looking at my shit, Lee.
Business.
That shit show up in my feed.
Mind your motherfucking business.
It shows up in my feed. Why the fuck would you do?
Mind your motherfucking business.
Oh, you know what? Well, okay, you know what? I will. I'm going to go over right now. How about I go over now and just block you? That way I don't have to see you and you don't have to see me. Would that work? You want me to do that, Rage?
No, because I gotta. Because I need some entertainment.
No. You won't want me. You want to get rid of me. Do you want me to block you? And we can be done?
I was just joking with your oversensitive ass.
I'm asking because I can make it happen. If that's what you want.
If that's your heart's desire, Lee.
I'm just saying because you like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the shit's up in my face.
The shit's in your face. Is it really?
Like this one. Well, I guess I'm going to get Beats Wireless headphones. I mean, you put it out there for people to see, right? And like or comment.
So what? The fuck? What does it matter? Shit.
Hey, but is that why? Isn't that why you put it on there?
What does it matter?
I'm asking you because you get so upset when people comment or say something about your shit. And I'm like, yo, Reed, you put it out there for everybody to comment on.
Are you done?
So what you want us to do?
Are you done?
Huh? What you want us to do, baby?
Bitch, are you?
Huh?
Are you done?
Huh? What you want us to do?
Are you done?
Shit. Go ahead and do your fucking rage against the whatever the shit. Go talk, nigga.
Bitch, then shut up.
You got 3 minutes.
I only need 2.
I'll mute my phone. Go.
So
I'm pulling a rage. I'm not saying anything else for the rest of the show. I'm done. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm hurt. So I'm not going to say anything else for the rest of the show because I'm a tad.
Oh, you are going to fucking hate
I'm
me.
Not, I'm
you
not saying anything.
Hate me for what I just did too, but I'll wait. You're going to hate me, but anyway, my rage against the machine is on bus preachers. I'm getting so fucking sick of these damn bus preachers getting on the bus every fucking morning to shout about, you know, God's coming and the world's gonna end and repent for your sins and all that shit. I'm like, look, it's good that you're religious and all that, but you need to keep that shit to yourself because everybody is not packing this bus to hear your shit. We need to get. We're trying to get somewhere, and we need somewhat of some peace and quiet. We don't need to hear you preaching, so keep that shit to yourself. And if you feel like I'm gonna go to hell because I didn't repent for my sins, then fuck it. I don't give a shit. All I know is, ain't nobody listening to your bullshit. That's all I got to say. Lee.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got to say.
I thought you had 2 things you sent me.
Well, I chose the more important one.
That's what I'm supposed to be upset with you about?
No. I'm about to send it to your inbox.
I see it.
Huh?
I got a hurt. We ain't get to hear no sex sounds. I want to hear some. I want 30. Shit. Oh, wow. Oh, you got jokes. Yeah, I'm not even going to get mad over that. Because that's what you want. But whatever. I'm not gonna get mad.
I've always wanted to do that.
But see, but you know what though? You know what? This just solidifies that. This is. I'm gonna show AA what you did too.
Okay. Show them.
Just to show. No, because see, when I asked you to do something earlier, and you're like, "I will not do that. I will not do that. I won't. I just won't do that." And AA know what I'm talking about. But then this here, you would do this. That's fine. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but he said to do one of me, and
no,
I didn't do
no,
one.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when I asked you to do something earlier. I asked you to do something earlier. We was
yeah,
going to
but you wasn't going to do that, because that's my boy.
But you would do this to me, though.
Yeah, you my boy, too.
Okay. That's okay, that's cool. AA, look what he did.
All right, let's see.
This is awesome. I love it.
Oh my god.
You see what he did with my shit?
Ah, that dude's getting calls, I guarantee you.
I'm not gonna get shit. Yes, because I don't even have what is that number?
I can edit it.
Hmm. You can edit it with what?
A new number.
I can what number is that? What number is that, Reed?
I can do that. Oh, I can definitely do that. I should do that.
You know what, Reed? You can have as much fun as you want, but I'm telling you what. I'm not going to tell you what that line is. I'm not going to tell you what that line is, but I will tell you this. If you cross that line, there is no going back. I'm just letting you know that.
No, I ain't going to do that.
I'm just letting you know. I'm not even going to tell you what that line is. I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you. I'm going to see just how far you going to go.
I'm going to leave
just enough rope to hang yourself with.
I'm going to leave this. This is good enough.
I'm serious.
Male men for transsexual. Yeah, that's good.
I guess, and I'm going to tell you what. When I go get some professional help, I promise I will ruin your ass. I'm telling you, Reed. Reed, I promise you.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
No, I promise you, Reed, because you did some trifling shit. You know what? Because see, the fact that, look, I'm going to tell you what. There are some people, and Double A knows this about me. Oh, boy. I have a heart and I have a conscience, and there's some lines I won't cross just because that's not who I am. But I'm telling you, you're bitch ass. I'm telling you, I think that you want to see how far what you can get away with. Oh, so, I'm serious. I'm fucking serious, Rage. You cross that line, I promise you. And Double A know it takes me a long time to forgive a motherfucker. Like, I delete motherfuckers from my life. I'm telling you, you cross that line. If you fucking cross that line, you done. I'm telling you, I really want you to think about your life right now. I really need you to think about your life. I need you to sit down and think about where you plan on being, doing with yourself in the next couple of days, all that shit. I really need you to do that. Because for you to start tripping like this, oh, you didn't really lost your you lost your cotton picking mind.
I didn't even go that far, damn.
I'm just telling you.
I'm not gonna do that. Calm your tits, alright?
I gotta put it out there. Just I gotta calm put it out
tits.
There.
I'm not gonna do it.
Damn. I gotta put it out there.
Oh, shut up, Lee. You're such a dick. You call
I just gotta tell him Double A is only fair for me to tell him some shit like that.
Oh, what?
It's only fair.
Close the damn show, big.
I ain't closing shit. I ain't saying shit. See, I'm not saying shit for the rest of the show because fuck you, Reed.
Oh, this is the best thing I've ever did.
Fuck, no, you know why I fuck you, Rage? Because you know the type of work I do, and that's fucked up, Rage.
I'll get rid of it, shit. I'm such a baby.
No, I'm not. But fuck you, Rage. You done fucked up. I need you to know that. You fucked up. You know that, don't you? You know you fucked up, right? You know that, don't you? Rage, you know that? Oh, shit. You know what? Why is Rex sending me a message?
Oh,
Rex said he's going to fuck me up, pretend to be me.
And you did pretend to be him. Shit.
You know, I didn't use his last name. He ain't the only Rex in the world. I didn't even use your name, your whole name. So, just, you know what?
Man, my first name was enough.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm blocking you and Rex. Even one of y'all can be trusted.
Can't be. Oh, fuck. You're such a baby.
Fuck that.
It's not even published yet. You're a big baby.
See, the fact that you said yet, you are a... That's fine, Rage.
Yet, I'm not even publishing it. You're such a baby.
What you gotta do, Rage? Double A, I'm silent now. I can't say. I refuse to speak to Rage right now.
I understand.
I'm muting this phone until Double A ends this call. Good night, y'all.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Whatever. Okay, so, well, we gotta close the show anyway. So, this is Rant Entertainment Media Radio. We have a lot of good programming coming up this week, actually, and it continues tomorrow with the Rant EM Radio premiere of Talk Brunch with our boys Rick Dar and Mech Wrestling. That premieres tomorrow at 9 p.m., right?
8 p.m. Go ahead.
You can't. Why are you playing the music?
Just go.
Talk Brunch premieres tomorrow at 8 p.m. And then it continues on Thursday with Pootie, Mofo, Magic, and Doomsday, and Rant and Wrestling. That is Thursday at 9 o'clock. Friday, it's a new live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Fridays. Saturdays, the What Are You Reading comic book show with William Morgan. That's at 11 o'clock. Sundays, the What Are You Reading comic book show. Oh, what? Go ahead.
No, I heard something that just didn't sound, it sounded askew.
And what was it, sir, since you needed to interrupt?
I heard the What Are You Reading comic book show on Saturdays at 11.
I said Sundays.
Okay.
I said Sundays.
Okay. Continue.
Sundays, the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. That's at 5 o'clock. Then it's the Mothership show. I can't concentrate.
It's not that loud.
Yes, it is. I can't concentrate. I can hear it. I cannot concentrate.
All right, I turned it down. Go ahead.
Let's see. Tuesday is the Mothership show, The Rant, with Boss, Double A, and Tony C. That's at 8 o'clock. We'll be back next Tuesday night at 11 o'clock with another edition of Freaks and F Geeks. Like our group pages, follow all of us on Twitter, listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever we are available. And next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage is Sunday, October 19th for WWE Hell in a Cell. Coverage begins with the pre-show at 7 o'clock. Chat will be open during the show, and we will end the night with a post-show. 11 o'clock. So for Double A and my ghost co-host, lead champion, I am Rage, and we'll see you next Tuesday night. Later.
What was that, Rage?
What?
What was that?
What was what?
What was what?
What was what?
Ha ha ha.